Shift, Rotate, Reflect highlights a selection of works by artist Jen Bervin. They're currently on view at the University Galleries through December 13th. Kendra Pates, the gallery's director and chief curator, says Bervin's works include an installation called the Dickinson Composites. They're 6x8-foot embroideries that are a composite of marks made by Emily Dickinson in her poems. Pates says they're called variant marks.
She would make plus signs over certain words that meant you could substitute another word in there also. So there was like an alternate reading.
Oh, that's extraordinary.
It is, but in these editions of her work that were printed, her intended line breaks were often removed. These variant marks were removed. And so Jen, she has this wonderful quote on her website about seeing these works that she's created as kind of amending and a restitution, so bringing back her work. So each of the quilts, we have three of them on view, each of these looks a bit like an abstraction at first because we see all of these plus signs and dashes stitched in red. We see the stitching, so it looks like some of them look like lined paper. Each embroidery represents all the marks in one book. But so each plus sign and each dash that you might see stitched onto each quilt would be where it is in that whole book. So they're not all on the same page, but they are all on the same embroidery. So that's where that title, Dickinson Composites, comes from.
Jen Bervin also has an installation called Silk Poems, in which a silkworm actually has something to do with the art. Could you tell us a bit about that, Kendra?
Yes. So in our smaller window gallery, entire space dedicated to two projects related to a silkworm. So one is called Silk Poems, which she worked on for several years, and the other is called 7S, which is an artist book. Jen learned that silk can be a biosensor, so it's compatible in our bodies, and she was working with scientists at Tufts University. So she was thinking about, well, if I had to monitor my health, do I want a logo imprinted in silk inside my body? Or what is that thing that I would want inside my body? And she's a poet. And so she wrote a poem to be on that silk biosensor. But she wrote the poem from the perspective of a silkworm. So, you know, from the animal that would create that silk. So not only did she write the poem from the perspective of the silkworm, it's structured in the formation that the silkworm moves. Like the silkworm's weaving is the formation of the poet. And it's written in these six-letter blocks corresponding to the DNA structure of silk. So she did that. She made a book. She did a print on silk with that, which is hanging in our window. But she also worked with the scientists at Tufts University to nano-imprint this poem in gold on a silk biosensor. So we have that here. However, because of COVID restrictions, we cannot view it through the microscope. So we have it on view, but people can't actually look through the microscope at it.
Ordinarily, that's what Jen would want in the installation.
Yes, but under all of the reopening guidelines, there can't be interactive components of an exhibition.
The folks who are now making it back into the gallery after not being able to go for a while, how are they reacting to Shift, Rotate, Reflect?
Oh, it's been really wonderful. I've received the nicest emails from community members and faculty. You know, we've had some artists travel in from other locations to visit, several people making repeat appointments. Our daughter was here over the weekend. She's 9, and this was basically the first public outing she's had, you know, in 6 months. She's a big fan of Jen's work, so it was just really exciting to share that with her.
That's Kendra Pates from University Galleries. Shift, Rotate, Reflect runs at the galleries through December 13th. I'm Laura Kennedy.